Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. After a day where we were proud of the Sixers for the way they approached the first round of the NBA draft, and the broom kid in the second round certainly has a winning mentality. We'll see if he's athletic enough to cut it in the NBA. But overall, you like what the Sixers did. Or I like what the Sixers did. I think you should too. But I certainly like what the Sixers did in the 2025 NBA draft. But then, you know, you flip over and you move over and you have the other side of your brain honing on the Phillies in a 3-game series down in Houston, which was a baseball tragedy. To waste that pitching for 3 days was a baseball tragedy by the Phillies. You don't get starting pitching like this very often. It is a special, special rotation. And the Phillies here, if they don't figure some things out, they're going to waste this rotation. That's how great the rotation is. They allowed 3 runs in 3 games as starters, and they lost. They lost that series. A joke of an offensive performance by the Phillies. The at-bat stunk. They got overwhelmed in the first game. Actually, they got overwhelmed yesterday. First game, outwitted by Fromber. The second game is just poor, poor offense. And then I would say yesterday, they got overpowered by Hunter Brown, who's a great pitcher with a case to start in the All-Star game for the American League. He won't because of Tariq Skubal. You might not even see that guy till the fourth or fifth inning in the All-Star game because you have Skubal, you have Max Fried, you got Jacob deGrom, but obviously an All-Star caliber arm with Hunter Brown there. The guy's incredible, having an unbelievable season. But that doesn't take away from the issues here. The Phillies don't hit enough home runs. It's a dink-a-dunk offense. They've got one guy on pace for 20-plus. That's the guy that already has 24 home runs in Kyle Schwarber. The Phillies could have a 45-home-run guy in Schwarber and nobody else reach 20. And you look at some of the numbers, the last 10 years in Major League Baseball, the team that wins the World Series, they were in the about 7 or 8 on average ranking in the regular season in home runs. A lot of those teams top 5. And then you look at those teams and how many 20-plus home run hitters they had in every team. And we're going to have to prorate the Dodgers, obviously, because 2020 was a 60-game season. But if you kind of prorate their numbers and you look at everybody else, every team that won the World Series last 10 years had at least 3 20-plus home run guys. The Phillies are on pace for 1. Nobody else in this team has double-digit home runs. So those are the issues. But sometimes when there's issues, it's like, is this the tip of the iceberg or is it, are we seeing the whole thing? And I am starting to wonder if Topper's on the verge of losing the clubhouse. And I've always been a Topper guy. Thought he did a wonderful job when he took over in 2022. I thought he deserved an extension very early on within that summer because of the way he turned the team around. Obviously got him to the World Series. I've thought for the regular season the last couple years, he's been the right guy. I don't blame him almost at all for last year's postseason. I do think he takes significant blame for what happened against the Diamondbacks in 2023. But this isn't strategic issues I'm having with Topper right now. It's just the view I have as a fan from my purview of where the team and the players and how they're responding to him. So let me give you a couple examples on why I'm starting to get concerned Rob Thompson is going to lose this clubhouse. So number one is the Castellanos thing. So Castellanos had a pretty pitiful at-bat to end the game yesterday. Now, look, Abreu is a nasty righty. The Astros make you look bad. I mean, that's what they do with their pitching. They did it to a more extreme extent in the 2022 World Series. They were better then, but they make you look bad. They have a tremendous development team, and it's been that way for a decade now, to where they make young players, and any player, but especially arms, even better than they probably are. They have a knack for doing it. And their stuff and their tunneling and their sequencing can make good hitters look bad. And the Phillies have a lot of average hitters looking ugly the last couple of days. But Castellanos is the one I'm pointing to yesterday at the end with the strikeout. Now, Castellanos striking out at the end and looking bad and swinging at some bad pitches isn't, in general, enough to move, you know, to move me, right? But he does this all the time. This is kind of who the guy is. But when you recognize he swung at the first pitch all four times yesterday, and since the issue with Topper, right? And my concern when he and Topper had their issue in Miami was, is he going to lose the player? As a manager, it's not just putting your foot down. You have to get through to the player and have the player want to run through a wall for you. That's the job. I think there's something similar, a manager and a parent. And listen, I've only parented two people my whole life, but you know, I being a parent, observing other parents, and trying to understand as best I can what the objective is here, is you have to get through to your kids and you have to be able to have them understand whatever the message is. And not every kid's the same. And not every day is the same with every kid. And I'm not trying to trivialize a major league player making $20 million a year, but in effect, it's a parent-child kind of relationship to where you need to guide them to be their best, put them in the best position, and when they are not at their best, what do they need that day? Whether it's a parent or whether a parent-kid relationship or manager-player, do they need your arm around them? Do they need you to say, I believe in you? Or do they need a kick in the pants, figuratively, with, hey, you need to be better. I expect more out of you. This isn't good enough. You're better. However your strategy is, if you are a parent, or you maybe your parents have used on you if you're not a parent and you're still youngish. Or just all of us as fans observing coaches and managers. And the worst thing I think you could get as a parent, or now let's bring it back to the Phillies, and as a manager managing a clubhouse, is when it's more than one person doubting you. Because then when that doubt's in there, when that seed of doubt is in there, we have a problem. So the Castellanos thing. So since that issue with Topper, he has swung at 25 of 34 first pitches. That tells me he's doing his own thing. He has reverted back to the Nick Castellanos that is not working the count, reverted back to the Nick Castellanos that's not thinking team ball and that is thinking more Castellanos ball. That's what that tells me off the jump in the last 34 plate appearances. And I am concerned after last week that Topper is losing him and has maybe lost him. So that's just one thing. And if it was one player, if it was one thing, then I would say, okay, they've got an issue. Hopefully it smooths itself out over time. Maybe I'm making too big of a deal of it. But then I saw this yesterday. So Max Kepler was back in the lineup yesterday, gets a righty. Let me go make sure I have the facts on what he did yesterday. Spoiler, not much, because Max Kepler hasn't done much as a Philadelphia Philly. It has been a dud of a one-year signing. It's why the most obvious place for them to improve at the trade deadline for a bat is the outfield, and a corner outfield and left field. So Max Kepler yesterday, batting fifth, was 0 for 3. He is hitting .209 with a .683 slugging OPS, excuse me, this season. This is a guy that in his, you know, you look at his career, and he's what he was exactly almost to a T last year in on base and in slugging. .302 last year on base, .300 this year. .380 slugging last year, .363 this year. OPS, .683 this year, .682 last year. He has clearly fallen off a cliff from the player he was back in the day, where he had multiple in his time 800 plus OPS seasons. He had a season back in 2019 where he had 36 home runs and had 32 doubles that year. We have not cracked 25 in either category since 2019. He hasn't cracked 25 homers or doubles in a season since 2019. So none of this should be shocking to the Phillies. And really none of this should be shocking to Max Kepler, who obviously does not understand where he is in his career at this point. So yesterday after the game, he had this quote about, you know, he hadn't played for a few days here. They had faced a run of lefties. Kepler doesn't play against lefties. He hasn't for a while now with the Phillies. And this is a quote from Max Kepler yesterday. Quote, "The biggest challenge for me is not playing routinely. That's the biggest challenge. And then the, you know, back and forth with the writer, in this case, Matt Gelb, had the quote from The Athletic. Kepler was under the impression he would. Quote, yeah, he said, I was told I was going to be the starting left fielder. So you have the Castellanos situation where Nick Castellanos and Topper had their issue last week. Since then, Nick Castellanos has gone back to Nick Castellanos world, swung at the first pitch of an at-bat 25 out of 34 times. Now you have Max Kepler publicly. This is not privately. This isn't like, hey, sources said. This is on record, a quote in the clubhouse with Topper right there, saying, I was told I was going to be the starting left fielder. The biggest issue I have is routine. I can't get into routine because he won't play me. Now, I editorialized that quote, but that's what he's saying. I mean, I don't think we need to be rocket scientists to read through the lines here. I can't get in a rhythm, a routine, because I don't play every day. That's what he said. That's the big. My biggest challenge is my routine. I was told I'd be the starting left fielder, and I'm obviously a platoon player here. That's what he's saying. And I start to wonder now, is Topper losing the clubhouse? Is the seed of doubt there for Rob Thompson in this clubhouse? And if that's the case, the Phillies have a problem. It's not that Topper is a horrendous strategist. I don't think he's not Earl Weaver. He's not Earl Weaver in there. He's not Tony La Russa. But I don't think he's horrendous. I don't love some of the stuff he does. But I think there's a lack of consistency with the manager that is being echoed here throughout the clubhouse. They're getting annoyed that there's not consistency to his managing, that some guys get to play through things, some guys are everyday players, some guys are not. Now, Max Kepler probably has to look himself in the mirror here. He's not that good of a player. He's hitting 209. He has been a major disappointment so far. He basically went the entire month of May outside the home run against Mason Miller out in Sacramento without doing a thing. He should count as lucky stars. He hasn't been DFA'd yet. But if he was told something, if he was under the impression that he was going to play every single day throughout the entire season, and that was going to help, and in his mind, that's part of why he signed here, that's a bad job by the Phillies. Whether that's Dombrowski, whether that's Topper himself saying it, they've got a problem here. And I start to wonder, if two players are speaking up, is that the view of the clubhouse? Are there more in there? And if that's the case, the Phillies have an issue here, and I don't know how you fix it this deep into the season. I mean, you could try to put out those small fires, but some of those small brush fires become forest fires. And I'm starting to look at that. We're halfway through the season. The Phillies are on pace for 94 wins. It doesn't feel like it. The Phillies are on pace to be a playoff team. At times, it doesn't feel like it. I go back and forth every single day in my mind. It's because of the roller coaster season we've had. I could squint and see them winning the World Series because of their starting pitching. A bullpen is something you can fix at the trade deadline. They have excess starting pitching they could use out of the bullpen. They could have the strongest pitching in the playoffs. Bar none, end of sentence, period. They could have the strongest pitching in the postseason. When you factor in who they can move, Painter, potentially the bullpen, they could roll out the best arms game after game, inning after inning, and that gives them a shot. But they're not hitting home runs. Regular players, veteran players are coming out in.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
With criticism of the manager, one guy who's a critical component of this thing, even though we probably wish he wasn't, but he is, Castellanos, has gone in the tank since the issue with Topper. That's a problem. They have a problem right now, and Topper's got to put this out. And I don't know how you go back on your word. I don't know how you calm Kepler down. In fact, you know, yesterday there was also quotes from Topper after the game hyping up the performance of Justin Crawford at AAA and say, you know, he could be in line for a promotion. Well, I said this yesterday on Leading Off on the Midday Show. It doesn't fit. Crawford's inclusion in this team doesn't fit until Marsh or Kepler are gone. So, I mean, we're potentially a few weeks away from Kepler getting DFA'd. They DFA'd Whit Merrifield in July. It wouldn't surprise me if they DFA Kepler in July. And maybe this is the way to back the manager. Maybe the front office has to back the manager and say, this guy's publicly speaking out. He's not hitting his weight anyway. We got a left fielder at AAA, although he has no power, and this guy has some power. We think overall, offense, defense, he'd be a better player for us right now, and it's not a pain in the butt like Kepler's becoming, complaining about playing time. So the front office could back Topper. They absolutely could. They could let him hang out to dry and see how this season plays out. But the Phillies, for a team that has so much going for them with their starting pitching and potential overall pitching when we get to October, and Schwarber, and a solid year, obviously, from Trey Turner, although he's kind of fluctuating a little bit back a little bit here. That all being said, they've got issues. And I am really having my eye now on the manager, how the players respond to him, how the team responds to him, because I think Rob Thompson's managing for his job over the next few months of the season. If this thing topples over the wrong way, he's out of here. If they underachieve, he's out of here. Obviously, if they go deep, he wins the World Series, probably throw extra years on his contract, and we stop talking about Topper as much as we end up doing throughout seasons. But that quote, that line from Kepler, and then the Castellanos reality, it hit me yesterday, are the Phillies and their manager, and is the manager losing the clubhouse? Is it going that way? I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there for live shows, 6A to 6P, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 for the midday show. Check it out to Tri-Day Friday. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.